How we doing, guys? We had a pretty good day. Both these players that we acquired help us in terms of beginning what we called add some depth. You kind of let the board speak to us today, and it kind of unfolded, and consequently, this is where we are with these two players, and that's where we are.
Where do things stand with Brandon Albert right now?
Well, right now, all along, it's been an ongoing process. It will be an ongoing process until the end of the draft takes place. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Right now, it's the same as it was as it was yesterday. So it'll be continually going on, and we'll see what happens.
Where did you leave with Jeff Ireland?
That I'd call him back tomorrow morning.
If something doesn't transpire, is there any concern that relationship with Brandon and you guys is fractured or anything like that?
No, I don't think you can say that. I mean, all along, we've considered Brandon a really good football player. What we do, we laid a franchise tag on him. That doesn't mean we cannot begin, conversations with his representatives down the road. He's a winning football player, and that's what he is.
What would be the options now? Future picks, 2014, something like that. Would you be looking at now for Brandon Albert if that was a...
I don't think we want to get into discussions about compensation. I mean, that's really not fair for the Dolphins or for us.
After taking tackle and then the tight end running back today, how much better do you feel about the offense now than the, say, 48 hours ago?
What I think we did is... In the three players we've acquired, we've begun to address what we think are positions of need and depth, and these players happen to be guys who can do something with the ball in their hands, with the exception of Eric. But the two skill guys today, they have a chance to be real players.
With Kelsey and Ainge. Character issues and any other
thing
issue?
Everybody in college, I think sometimes, kids do youthful mistakes at times. I think he's learned from his mistakes. He's moved on. He's matured from it. And that's, everybody gets a strike in life.
Big drop-off between Kelsey and some of the other tight ends. Was it one of those situations you're glad to catch him right there where you did?
I don't know what you mean by drop off in terms of tight.
The talent level tight end.
Well, I think he's right up there with some of the tight ends.
I'm saying after him, there was a drop off.
Yeah, there was. I think if you didn't acquire somebody like that, it would begin to drop off there. I thought he's a tight end that can effectively run block. I think he can stretch the field a little bit. I think he has good hands. I think he will add depth to our special teams. He'll help us in all four phases of special teams.
Thank you.